This is the Thursday, February 17th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. I got you covered with some NBA and college hoops on this final day of the NBA's first half, or at least before the All-Star break. We'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined this morning by Aaron Dolan. How are you, Aaron?
I am great. You know, it feels so weird not talking about the NFL on the podcast, but here we go with some basketball.
Yeah, we saturated the platforms with Super Bowl for 2 weeks, really, and even the day or two afterwards, the parade yesterday. But here we are, full laser focus on basketball, final day of the NBA before the regular season, or excuse me, before the All-Star break, I should say. Is there a play that you absolutely love, your favorite play for today?
There's nothing that I'm like, this is 1,000% what I absolutely love, because, you know, it is kind of difficult to bet on some of these teams right before the All-Star break. But one that I do like, I'm looking at the 76ers and the Bucks game. And I was, you know, thinking all morning, I should just back the 76ers in this spot. I should, you know, take them first quarter. I should take Embiid over his points. And I'm like, you know what? I can't trust this team because I just spent like $500 on tickets on Tuesday. So I'm very bitter. So what I'm going to do
that was
is
not
actually
a good game. They lost by nearly 50.
The first game I go to of the season, they lose by that much. I'm like, the peak of it was before the game, the excitement, the pit was the entire game. But I'm going to go with Chris Middleton over 18.5 points in this one. He's hit this in three of the last four games. I don't think there's really going to be an answer for him in this game. Like, who's really going to be able to match up with him? You know, the Sixers, they've been struggling. I think Seth Curry was actually a little bit more of a problem than not, kind of trading him away. And I also just think the Sixers mindset, knowing they have James Harden coming in after the All-Star break and whatnot, they just can't match up to a Bucks team that's healthy. They have all their starters on the court tonight. I mean, I know obviously there is a sense of vengeance and whatnot, but when it comes down to it, paper to paper, I don't really see the Sixers being able to, you know, win this one outright, let alone cover the spread as well. So I'm just going to go with the player prop here, Chris Middleton, over 18.5.
Okay, the game that stands out to me is I do like the Miami Heat. I like betting on them, and the Charlotte team's been a little bit of a struggle. They've played each other. If they're at full strength, they being Miami, I think this is a big play for me. I just the Heat are just deep and playing well, and I just really trust them. There's fives out there. There's 4.5s, so I'm on them in that, as well as the Pelicans' first half team total over. This team is running and gunning now. They obviously made some moves, got C.J. McCollum. Now, the last game was against Memphis, but that was coming off their best shooting performance of the season on a back-to-back night, so a little bit of a flat spot. I think the Pelicans against Dallas will first-half team total over as well. I like the same situation for the Clippers' first half. I think the Rockets are crazy. They pushed the pace. Obviously, had a close game yesterday with the Suns, but that's when CP3 got ejected. Clippers, first-half team total over. That's because the Rockets are abysmal on defense, dead last in defensive efficiency. And they like to push the pace. Clippers have enough depth, not exactly household names out there, but they have enough guys that'll go up and down. So I'm more than comfortable taking a Clippers first half team total, even without like their stars.
I like it. I'm going to switch it back to the Mavs Pelicans game real quick. I like the Pelicans money line for this one, which I know is kind of a hot take because the Mavs are a much better team and whatnot. But I do think CJ McCollum has been absolutely a great addition. I know he's only played in 4 games. They've gone 3-4 in those games, but at the same time, he scored 15 points in that debut. He's averaged 30 points in the past 3 games. I know they're coming off that season low where they shot 4 3-pointers against Memphis, but I do think that this is a spot where originally when they played this team earlier in the season, the Pelicans actually won on the road as 7-point dogs. So I do think that considering this line is so short, it's been a little fishy moving back and forth. I just want to take the Pelicans on the money line as an upset for tonight.
Good deal. Let's go to college real quick. I know we each have a play in the Pac-12 and each on a first half line. You can go first.
Yes, I'm going with the Oregon Ducks. For those who don't know, I went there for 2 years. Gotta love them. But I don't trust them in terms of covering the spread. I mean, they have an ATS record of 6-12 when playing as at least a 3.5-point favorite this season. Now, last game, they led by as many as 12 points in the first half. And then, of course, they let Washington State go on a 10-0 run to start the second half. So I don't really trust them in terms of that. So I feel like playing the first half minus 1.5 is the way to go in terms of that. And I also lean towards the over. This first game hit over with the Ducks shooting a terrible 18% from three. And Oregon's only lost once in the last five games, and that was to Cal in a game that they did shoot a terrible 19% from three. So as long as that doesn't happen and they're able to get those shots off, I do like them to go over, as well as their 17-10 to be over the Oregon Ducks. And then you have the Sun Devils, who average a total of 137 points this season. So considering that's 3 points higher right now, I do like the over.
All right. I like the other game involving the other Oregon school. And I'm on Arizona lane 13.5 in the first half. Oregon State is pretty awful. We know that. They're 3-20 on the season. Mm-hmm. But they've been getting trucked by a lot of opponents. Wildcats are just a wagon. And they're at the McHale Center. I just don't see how this thing is not a blowout from the start. Arizona can start slow at times, like any team in the country, but I just don't see how this is not a one-sided game. I mean, this should really be a 20-point game at half, or, you know, one of those like 17 to 20-point games at half. So I'm going to lay it and maybe come over the top in the second half if I don't get there, but that's the only college play I like. I'm interested in Michigan plus the points at Iowa, but I just can't pull the trigger. Mm-hmm. On that one.
Yeah, keeps moving in favor of them. And I feel like by the show, our show tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, it will be a totally different line. So I've been going back and forth with that too.
For sure. All right, 6 Eastern, as Aaron just said, ESPN2. We'll see you for another edition of Daily Wager. Again, in and out in 10 minutes every weekday here on the podcast. Do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, follow if you're enjoying this podcast. Those metrics really help us out tremendously. And best of luck the rest of the day.